You're listening to the SCAC Football Podcast. Today I'm joined by junior defensive back Greg Blazier of Millsaps College, this week's SCAC Football Defensive Player of the Week. And Greg, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Greg, as I look at this Majors team, you guys have now rattled off three big wins in a row, all conference wins, two on the road, including a big 44-36 home win this past weekend against Rose. Now 4-3 on the year, 3-1 in conference play. Talk about this team's confidence, the way it's built over these past 3 weeks, and how much that will help you as you guys look to close out the year strong in these last three games.
It's been good. We've definitely kind of struggled in the beginning to kind of find our identity and such, but yeah, we definitely put it together any way we could these past couple of weeks, and we've built up some steam to come into this pretty difficult part of the schedule, this last home stretch. But yeah, it's definitely been a good momentum shift for us.
Greg, as I mentioned, you guys are coming off a big 44-36 win at home against Rhodes, big conference opponent and win for you guys. In that game individually, outstanding. You hit a career-high 9 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, and then a huge 65-yard pick-six interception return for a touchdown. Just talk about your game individually and take me through that that pick-six you had there.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I don't think I got 9 tackles, but definitely it was awesome to see that. So that was cool, and then the pick six, definitely, that was first touchdown I ever scored, so that was huge, and it definitely turned out to be a big part in the scoring of the game. I don't know, we were sitting on like a cover two look, I just stepped in front of the guy, and I wasn't going to be caught, definitely, so it was great. It was an awesome momentum swing, too, I feel.
You know, Greg, as I look at this game that you guys went up against Rhodes, who's an improving team and has gotten better as the season goes on, loves to throw the ball. In that first half, the Lynx put up 28 points, but you guys went into halftime. Clearly, the defensive coaches and Coach Pelch made some adjustments for you guys on defense. You allowed just 8 points in the second half, only 113 yards given up. What adjustments did your defense make in that second half, and what did you notice that was the difference between the first and second half for your defense?
I feel we've been kind of coming out in the first half and not really playing as competitive as we can, and they just brought us in there and told us, look, you know, it's time we have to step up and make some plays, and I don't know exactly what happened. We made a few adjustments, and we kind of came alive in the second half, totally different from the first, and just made plays when we had to and really sealed the deal.
You know, Greg, in that second half, your defense, you were obviously had one big pick six, but the defense had 2 defensive touchdowns, 2 INT return for touchdowns. Talk about, as a defensive player, that moment when you realize that you've created a turnover, there's been a pick six, and all of a sudden you go from being on the defensive to now you're on the offensive side. You know, and even take me through when you weren't the guy that intercepted it, but now having a chance to hit somebody and make a block. What is that like for a defense getting to return those fumbles and that momentum shift that you guys create for the team?
It's definitely a lot of fun. Because you get an opportunity to light someone up who's kind of not expecting it just because it's a quick shift from offense to defense. It was definitely a lot of fun because one of our good friends, BJ, made a great play, too, to get a pick six. And just like trailing them and getting to celebrate in the end zones, definitely a highlight of the game, you know?
You know, as I mentioned, Greg, now 4-3 on the year after winning 3 games in a row, all conference wins. You guys head into an open date this week, your bye week. Talk about what you guys are going to do throughout this bye week. Obviously, you're going to rest, try and get those guys that are nicked a little bit healthier as you guys head into those last 3 games of the season. But what is the coaching staff really going to be working hard with y'all over this next week and a half to get better and close out this season the way you'd like to?
Definitely trying to get guys back. That'll be key for us. Because we struggled with injuries early on. I think it'll be a good week to get, like, some fundamentals concretely down pat. And then going over game plan for center, because that's definitely a tough opponent. They're doing pretty well. But, yeah, just getting some extra practice time in, some extra film work, I think will be really beneficial for us coming into this last stretch.
Junior defensive back of Millsaps College, this week's SCAC Football Defensive Player of the Week, Greg Blazier. Greg, thanks again so much for your time. Congratulations and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the season.
It was a pleasure, sir. I appreciate you.